morning. Let's talk about assurance of spiritual destination. For those of you who do not attend Sunday night services, you have missed a most enlightening and important series by Pastor Andy on assurance. To begin with, it must be noted that the exact definition of faith found in the Bible is Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Note the compound requirement of the definition, hope and assurance. Assurance is not a belief embraced, which is a substitute for evidence. It means a presental evidence, like the title deed to property. But for a variety of reasons, some, perhaps many, believers will wonder about the validity of their Christian experience. The book of 1 John was written specifically to address this legitimate issue. On Sunday, July the 2nd of this year, our pastor Todd delivered a meaningful and a well-directed sermon on sanctification. In the steps or phases of sanctification, assurance is an early necessary condition because it means that you accept God's word and you know that a good work has begun. But please be advised that we individually proceed in this process at vastly different rates. Billy Graham has now passed on to glory. In January 2000, leaders in Charlotte, North Carolina, invited their favorite son, Billy Graham, to a grand luncheon in his honor. Billy initially hesitated to accept the invitation because he struggled with Parkinson's disease. But the Charlotte leader said, "We don't want a major address. Just come and let us honor you." So he agreed. And after wonderful things were said about him, Dr. Graham stepped to the rostrum, looked at the crowd, and gave the following testimony by a real-life story. His words follow. "I am reminded today of Albert Einstein, the great physicist who this month was honored by the Time magazine as the man of the century. Einstein was once traveling from Princeton on a train when the conductor came down the aisle, punching the tickets of every passenger. When it came to Einstein, Einstein reached in his vest pocket. He couldn't find the ticket. So he reached in his trousers pocket. It wasn't there. So he looked in his briefcase, but he couldn't find it. Then he looked in the seat beside him. He still couldn't find it. The conductor said, 'Dr. Einstein, I know who you are. We all know who you are. I'm sure you bought a ticket, so don't worry about it.' Einstein nodded appreciatively. The conductor continued down the aisle, punching tickets. As he was ready to move to the next car, he turned around and saw the great physicist down on his hands and knees under his seat looking for his ticket. The conductor rushed back and said, Dr. Einstein, don't worry. I know who you are. No problem. You don't need a ticket. I'm sure you bought one.' Einstein looked up at him and said, 'Young man, I too know who I am. What I don't know is where I'm going.' Having said that, Billy Graham continued, 'See the suit I'm wearing? It's a brand new suit. My wife, my children, and my grandchildren are telling me I have gotten a little slovenly in my old age. I used to be a bit more fastidious, so I went out and bought a new suit for this and one other occasion. You know what that occasion is. This is the suit in which I'll be buried. But when you hear I am dead, I don't want you to immediately remember the suit I'm wearing. I want you to remember this. I not only know who I am, I also know where I'm going. May your troubles be less, your blessings more, and nothing but happiness come through your door. Good day."